is sort of stop the steal California edition, right? Because if Newsom does prevail and he does not get recalled, I think we're going to see a whole host of these guys coming out and saying that it's a rigged election, that the election results are false, and it won't matter whether there's any underlying evidence to prove that.
And Tina, just to be clear, since you have so much of this video and have shown it, have tweeted it out, and we've been showing it throughout this interview, was anyone arrested for attacking you?
No.
Was anyone arrested for bloodying the other woman?
No.
Was anyone arrested for the knifing?
No, that's the thing. Nobody's been arrested. So I know that the LAPD is now looking for suspects in both stabbings. Apparently, this is surprising to me. They're saying yesterday during the police commissioner's hearing that they weren't aware of the second stabbing, but that they are now, and they're going to look for the attackers. But here's the thing that's troublesome about this: the attackers were there present that day, and if they had been arrested, detained, or dealt with, we'd know who they are. But now it's going to be very difficult to chase them down, because they were all covered up. You can't really, it's hard to decide who these folks are, because they have the gaiters up over their head. They have hats on, goggles, what have you. It's going to be very hard to identify them. So waiting to follow up on these acts of violence is very detrimental to the investigation.
Tina Desiree Berg, reporter at Status Quo News in Los Angeles. On Sunday, members of the Proud Boys attacked anti-fascist activists in Portland, Oregon.
Mr. No, KBOO, Portland. 90.7 FM, you don't know.
This is Sunly. I'm the host of the Grateful Dead and Friends show every second Saturday of the month from noon to 2 p.m. Been a part of this amazing collective of music lovers for around 15 years. Not exactly sure when I started. I do know that we are celebrating the 20th anniversary of the show being aired on KVU. And to celebrate, we'd like to raise $10,000 for the station in order to purchase the studio transmitter link, a vital piece of equipment that KVU needs to get sound to listeners. If you are able, please consider donating today. You can visit KBOO.FM/grateful, or you can text from your phone GDAF to 44321. That's GDAF to 44321, or go to KBOO.FM/grateful. I also want to thank you in advance for your support for the show over the last 20 years. Our listeners and members are an amazing group of humans, and without you, this show would not be possible.
listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification